Why did Colossus cross the road?
To crush capitalism.
Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of September 25th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, for some odd reason, I am joined by.
Andrew Dupe.
Told you it wasn't a real joke this time. But it still
Joke
makes me laugh.
is joke.
He's joke.
And then after that, he just needs to escape to the one place not corrupted by capitalism.
Capitalism. Space!
Space!
Yeah. I was saving that one for later. For the comics. Because it's also in space.
Can reuse it. It's a glorious one.
It is. It's pretty fantastic. This is strange. For some the Google Doc, I don't seem to be connected to the Google Doc, but still connected enough to talk to you for some strange reason.
That's good enough.
Internet, how does it work?
Right? It's a series of tubes.
Series of tubes. We'll do it live. Two different people, two different times. Still, both
One
fine.
amazing internet.
What amazing internet. Tide goes in, tide goes out. You can't explain
Can't explain that.
that. Oh, Bill O'Reilly. Do you know the person, apparently the person who works at whatever show it was that the guy said it's a series of tubes, the person who leaked that video, who put that online or something, he got fired.
Really?
They lost their job over it. I mean, the person who said it was like a senator or something. Somebody high enough to have power.
Clearly high to think that it's a series of tubes,
An
not just
old person, though. This is a senator. They're all old. At least in my mind, every senator is an old person.
I received an email from my staff just this morning. They sent it hours. On and so on. It's the best thing. If you haven't seen that, look it up. I don't even know what to search.
Series of tubes, you'll probably find it.
That probably makes sense. But the whole thing is just glorious.
Yeah. It's weird and ridiculous.
Classic internet.
All
When
right.
there's a museum for internet, it's gonna be in it.
Museum for, I believe, back a year or two ago, maybe the NSFW show did that in in Minecraft. They did a basically it was a museum for they inducted like five videos or something a year after. After that, like there was rules, they had to be on the internet for this many years and have this and have that. So basically, I think they can you put links in like Minecraft? I don't know how it works, but basically they had it was basically like a museum. Either they had something besides just maybe they just had a signpost or whatever. Denoting the video in their fancy ass museum Minecraft building.
The this is kind of later in the news stuff, but Oculus just released they're like officially licensed with, not licensed, partnered with Unity. And so now, like, if you use Unity, you can port over to Oculus really easily. Thinking that's where the museum should live.
Probably,
That would be the greatest thing ever. Just Oculus, you walk around, GIFs, cat
one.
videos, play.
Yeah, that would make sense for one that is not like three quarters a joke done, crowdsourced through a podcast. Three, two years ago.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
Sure.
I call it dibs. This is my idea. Dibs did. Stampies, no erases.
Copyright.
Hashtag copyright.
Hashtag copyright. On the internet? Yes. Everything is a hashtag on the internet. Or a number sign. Or a sharp pound symbol? Pound sign? Yeah,
sharp. Pound, sharp, number.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Other things.
It's hashtag a lot now. I had someone call it like hashtag. Like it. In like a list of things, they're like hashtag blah blah blah, and I'm like, wow, that happened.
Oh yeah, no, people do it all the time. Like I at least always used to just say number sign. Like that's what it was in my brain. It was the number sign.
Yeah.
And that's just what I called it. But nowadays, a lot of people just think it's called the hashtag.
Yeah.
Which
there's an older person too.
Twitter. Yeah, I know. It's always weird when people who aren't of the right generation to be expecting that.
Yeah, dude. The next words out of their mouth was swag. I would have just left the room.
What if it was YOLO?
Ah, that too.
Okay, we should get in the news now, I think.
That's great.
Our mandatory 5-minute top of the show rant is now fulfilled, and we can move on.
All right, I guess.
For now.
Now, up at 8:30, do you know where your children are?
It's not 8:30 yet. And
I don't know.
Stop trying to steal a legitimate news program. Well, legitimate as far as actual news goes, news programs intro thing.
I watched a Fox News thing on YouTube the other day because it was just at the end of this rabbit hole. I watched like 5 minutes of it and I instantly gave up on humanity.
Oh, I know. It's the best. Like when they were doing their coverage of who was it? Scotland. Scotland's vote.
Their
for
vote, yeah.
58% yet, or 58% no, 52% yes.
I think you mean I and Achnu.
But the important thing, 58% and 52% made it to air. That's not bad. That's 110%. Scotland was giving 110% on their vote.
It's an important issue. Can't afford to make mistakes. You gotta go the extra mile.
There's a couple other things I saw recently where it was just really, really, like, it's a super simple mistake. Yeah. News, man. News. Speaking of, let's get into our news. This time for real.
For reals. So,
as we always do, let's start with movies. So Bryan Singer has officially signed on now, finished negotiations, and I guess the lawsuit that was levied against him. He's done with all that. He's now officially signed on to direct X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, right. The negotiations were short.
That's a terrible, terrible Obi-Wan. Just throw that out there.
Good enough. You understood.
Yeah, that's because I watched the Clone Wars recently. You sound more like you're trying to do the Clone Wars voice match than actually voice match, what's his name there?
Well, that's how impressions work. You do an impersonation of an impersonation.
Yeah, this is true. I do. All my impersonations are generally they're poor impersonations of poor impersonations.
Yeah. So
they're terrible. And that makes them more funny.
Or non-existent, like Arl Stein.
Arl Stein.
I'm Arl Stein.
Because, yeah, nobody really knows what he sounds like. So they're just like, I don't know. It's just do it like Justin Robert Young and just make sure we say his name 5 times so everybody knows who we're talking about.
I think that's an improv rule.
Yes and.
You gotta, like, yeah, you gotta yes and announce your characters and like what you're doing and stuff.
I don't know. Ask Lanning. He'll know.
Yeah.
He's the one. He's the one who is always misappropriating the rules of improv for
in Boston.
Drunks and Dragons. Name drop.
We've name dropped like a million times before we got through our first news point.
Yeah, well, that's almost entirely your fault. I blame you.
It is. It is 100% my fault. Maybe we should start a podcast about podcasts.
Actually, there was one. Another show podcast with Bill Duran and God, who else was it? I don't remember who else it was, but they literally, there were a podcast where they interviewed other podcasters about their shows. That's what they did. It was actually pretty good.
That's like cheating.
But short-lived because they're busy people, both of them.
We should pick up where they left off. Because it's genius. It's just like, no-brainer.
It's pretty much free like marketing for your show because literally all the people that you're interviewing have an audience who are already interested in podcasts.
Exactly. So why aren't we capitalizing on this genius idea? Like, okay, breaking news. Weekly news just
changes to an intro. Colossus would kill us. That's why we're not capitalizing on anything.
Ah, capitalism. The one place!
Okay, so we all knew Bryan Singer was, well, we basically knew Bryan Singer was going to be directing X-Men Apocalypse, but there were just a couple of things that he had to make sure were off of the plate or behind him before he could officially actually, you know, finish contracts and all that. So now that's happened. And he directed, what, the first 2 X-Men movies, I believe? He directed some of the original X-Men movies. I know that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I believe it was the first 2.
I was like, no, it was Snake, but he wrote, so never mind.
No, it was Snake?
Yeah.
Like David Hayter?
Yeah.
I didn't know he wrote them.
Yeah, that's why I was like, never mind, because he wrote them.
X-Men Apocalypse, which I believe I misspelled Apocalypse, but that's a stupid word anyway, is due out May 27th, 2016.
Then we get to see the X-Men cancel the Apocalypse, who is a person.
Yes, he is. Also, in Marvel news that I didn't put in because it's not really news, Idris Elba not playing Luke Cage. I guess recently he did an AMA and somebody asked, like, what do we have to do to get you signed on as Luke Cage? And he said that he thought that there was already somebody or an actor cast in that role.
I don't want him as Luke Cage. I want Terry Crews.
That Terry Crews would be pretty great.
But, he would be 100%. He was born to be Luke Cage. He's like the Downey Jr. to Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Yeah. But the fact is, there was. I mean, he was certainly one of the names for Luke Cage, for fans. But Marvel was never going to do it because he's already Heimdall. They don't cast the same person as 2 different characters.
Yeah.
In their movies.
In their movies. Unless they're poaching from the other people.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because Chris Evans, Fantastic Four, not a Marvel movie. Not Marvel Studios movie.
Yeah.
So that is the half exception.
Also, Captain America, million times better.
Oh, than the movies? Yeah. The Captain America movies versus the Fantastic Four movies? Oh, do you mean Captain America versus Human Torch? Or both?
All of the above. Yes. Just yes.
True. The movies are definitely way, way better. Continuing on with our movie news. So during the premiere of Gotham, just a couple days ago, this past Monday, Fox decided to premiere a new trailer for Kingsman: The Secret Service during the show to try, I suppose, and get some more comic booky fans excited for the movie.
It is a comic book.
It is based on a comic series, graphic novel,
and it looks pretty rad.
I've never read it.
I've never read it either, but the movie looks rad.
Yeah, the movie does look pretty cool. So there's a new trailer. It is on the interwebs now. I think it's longer than the last one. The last one wasn't a super long trailer, and this one's 2.75 minute. So I think it's a little bit longer than the other one. and awesome. I am interested in the Secret Service. Because it looks cool, and a lot of the actors I like.
Oh, yeah, I like all of them.
So I'm looking forward to that. We'll have a link to the trailer in the show notes. And Kingsman: The Secret Service is due out February 13th, 2015. A day less than a year before Deadpool.
That's how we should measure everything. You're right.
It's relation to when the Deadpool movie comes out.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny because I was like, is that not like an exact year? But no, it's February 12th.
I remember because it's vaguely Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, which is vaguely February-ish.
You're the worst.
Yeah.
And also, continuing on with trailer, and I honestly think this trailer is even better. There's a new Big Hero 6 trailer, and it's totally sweet and awesome and fantastic, and actually has me looking forward to the movie as opposed to the first one. I was like, yeah, it looks pretty good, it's cool, it could be good. This one I was like, man, this movie's gonna be awesome as can be, awesome to the max. If I was like alive,
the 90s. 20
years, if I was alive and like old enough to talk like that long ago,
to the max.
That was terrible when it was a thing.
It was terrible to the max.
It's even more terrible now. So we'll have a link to that trailer as well. And I was wrong in assuming something earlier about this movie. When I watched the Japanese trailer, when we first talked about it, it was more like somber. It started with the funeral and stuff. I assumed it was a funeral for the main character's father, because the father doesn't show up in either of the trailers, but his mother does. Apparently it's not his father, it's his older brother who made Balloon Robot, whose name I have forgotten, despite the fact that it was said like 25 times in this trailer.
Oh. I don't remember either.
It's bugging me.
Balloon Friend.
But Mr. Balloon Man, or whatever the cop calls him.
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6, yeah. God damn it, that's really bugging me that I can't remember his name. Anyway, it's his older brother, not his father. Besides that, I was pretty much correct in what I assumed.
Does that make it more sad or less sad?
I don't know. Because we don't know what happened to his father. Maybe his father's there and just doesn't show up in a trailer.
Maybe he's the bad guy.
Maybe. Maybe his older brother didn't actually die and he's the bad guy.
Maybe they're both the bad guy.
Because they wear a mask, so it's two different people. There's another story that people... There's multiple stories, I guess, that people do that in.
Yeah.
There was a specific one that was in my mind for a second, and now it's gone. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Trailer's awesome. Totally sweet. That one comes out in just a couple of months. November 7th, 2014. That's this year. Did you know that, Andrew? Did you know this year was 2014?
I did. I had to write something today with 2014 on it. In other movie news that I forgot to put in the notes, Ridley Scott says that there's not going to be any Xenos in the Prometheus 2.
Was there any in the first one?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Although, I assume so, because people are making a big deal that there aren't two.
I guess. I just remember that originally Prometheus was something else that was an alien prequel, and then I'm like, no, I'm not going to do an alien prequel, I'm going to do this movie called Prometheus, and then Prometheus turned into an alien prequel.
Yeah. Maybe this is the prequel you wanted before. It's weird. Or it's not an alien prequel because there's no aliens.
Yeah, very possibly. It's just weird. Ridley Scott is going crazy, I think, because he can. That's what he's doing. He's just testing to see what he can get away with.
Just like Kevin Smith. He's doing another movie, even.
Oh my god. I know. He's absolutely just like, this sounds like a terrible idea. Let's do it.
I listened to the Nerdist podcast because he was on it just the other day, and he was talking about all these movies and stuff. And he's like, "Yeah, like I just figured nobody else is going to make these movies. I want to see them, so I go and make them."
Yeah.
So like, there's the Tusk, yeah, the Walrus one, the Canadian or the Hosers, Yoga Hosers, and then he's got a Moose Jaws, which is just Jaws with a moose, probably taking place in Moose Jaw,
or at the very least, it's Canada for sure. Yeah.
They're all in Canada.
I didn't know Tusk was. I knew Yoga Hosers was.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. These movies are like kind of a same universe kind of deal.
They are, because two of the people from Tusk are credited. Actually, no, like four of the people from Tusk are like credited in Yoga Hosers, at least on IMDb.
Yeah.
So I assume,
which makes sense,
they had to be in the same universe.
They all take place in Canada, in I think like Saskatchewan, Alberta, he said. I don't remember which one.
I wonder if he's doing a lot of the Canadian stuff because he was going to do like a hockey movie, but that was going to be one of, he had planned that was going to be one of his last couple of movies, but then Goon came out and he was like, oh, that's kind of the same, it's kind of very similar to what I would have done, but his probably would have been better than Goon, so he just kind of scrapped that movie and it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not doing it. And that was shortly before he started doing, you know, Tusk and stuff. That was after, Red State, which I believe was his last movie prior to Tusk.
Yeah.
Which I own and have not yet watched, Red State.
I love Kevin Smith more as a person than as, like, the creator of content.
I mean, I like the stuff that he does, but yeah, I think as
I like a good portion of stuff, but yeah, as a person, he's the raddest.
Okay, let's just move on to TV news now. Just a few quick things. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago that we were talking about the rumor of Supergirl, the TV series? I think it was a couple weeks ago. It wasn't last week. Let's see, 2 weeks ago. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. It must have been even longer.
There was some amount of time.
It was 3 weeks ago.
It was recent enough that I remember.
It was 3 weeks ago. Well, that rumor has become true. CBS has committed to, has given a serious commitment to the Supergirl TV series. What a serious commitment means is they will do at least one season. Because they're not asking for a pilot and then going, okay, we can do that. They're officially going to make at least one season. Because, unsurprising considering the guy who was named with it as the showrunner, Michael Green, has done work on basically every other DC TV series, Smallville, live action series like Smallville and Arrow and Flash, and considering their popularity, it was only a matter of time before somebody picked up this. I highly doubt that it will be Laura Van Der Voort again, though.
Yeah.
She's too busy being a werewolf.
Yeah. And they don't usually care about keeping the same actors and actresses.
It probably won't even be in the same continuity as Smallville.
No, it probably definitely won't be the same continuity.
I just don't know what TV channel Smallville was done on.
Nah, I don't either. I only know the DVDs.
Because, I mean, it almost definitely won't be the same continuity as Arrow or Flash, because different TV series, there's TV channels, and they almost never overlap their continuities.
Ever in anything.
It's kind of happened. It's kind of been forced to happen in the past, with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel. I believe Angel was on a different network than Buffy the Vampire Slayer was for the first three seasons. So they could never have somebody who was actually on Buffy, like a character that was still on Buffy, be on Angel, because
that's weird. Different
companies wouldn't agree to it. But they were in the same continuity because one was a spin-off of the other. Angel was a spin-off of Buffy, so they had to be in the same continuity. But anybody who was still on Buffy could not be on Angel.
That's so weird.
Until like season 3 or 4 when they became the same, when either one of the networks bought the other show or the networks just amalgamated. I don't remember the 100% what the story was with that, but I know they started on different networks. Because
Disney, take notes.
Because I know that they couldn't have Buffy or what's her name, Allison Hannigan, whatever her character's name was,
Willow,
or anybody else who was actively on the show on Angel for the first little while. I know that for a fact. That's the only time I can remember of different networks sharing the continuity.
Yeah, I don't know any others.
Yeah, I don't know any others either, but I know what's happened, because it's had to. Yeah. You cannot have a spin-off outside of the continuity of the... Well, you can, but it's weird if you spin off outside of the continuity of the original series.
That's kind of like... there's that weird crossover episode, Static Shock, with Batman Begins, or not Batman, Batman Forever?
I don't remember.
Batman Returns?
One of the Batman. There's been a lot.
The future Batman.
That's the first one you said, I think. What was the first one you said?
Begins?
Oh, no. That's the movie.
Forever Returns?
The future, goddamn, Beyond.
Beyond, that's it. Yeah, the Batman Beyond Static Shock crossover.
Mm-hmm. I do, I remember that somewhat.
That episode didn't make any sense.
No, they shouldn't have been in the same time period. I don't think.
No, they shouldn't have.
Clearly, it was just a preview of Future Zend or whatever they're doing now with the Batman Beyond in the comics. The Day one with Terry.
Yeah, where he goes back in time.
Yeah.
Oh man, they brought it all back. That's amazing. You just blew my mind.
You're welcome.
Validated my entire childhood. That episode always bothered me, but now it doesn't.
They were just testing the waters for Future Zen because they knew they were going to do it someday.
And
we're better to test the waters than Static Shock.
Static Shock! I love that show. It was so good.
How do we get to places? At least we're still in DC, so...
Yeah.
We're not that far off the original mark.
Nope. We're doing pretty good.
Alright, next TV bullet. Did you ever watch True Detective?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to it either. I'll watch it eventually. I mean, it's got Woody Harrelson in it, and Woody Harrelson's great.
I'd like it better if you did.
And yes, it also has Matthew McConaughey in it as apparently a very popular character, but I don't know anything about either of the characters besides that Woody Harrelson's character is a detective.
Oh, I know who Woody Harrelson is.
Yes, you do. You've seen him in tons of things.
And he's in awesome. Like everything.
He's
he
awesome
is awesome
in everything.
Yeah.
It also has Alexandra Daddario in it. I think she's only in occasionally, though. I just remember when the whole nude picture leak thing was happening on the internet, I remember a tweet that she sent out about it. She was like, I'm glad I only have pictures of like cute dogs and cats on my phone, and I'm only naked on TV. Like, I was like, that's really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's basically the only reason I remember she's on that show. Because I've never seen it. But that tweet, that funny tweet, maybe stuck in my memory. But they're doing the... True Detective is going to be doing the same thing as American Horror Story, basically, where each season is a contained story. I've also never watched American Horror Story, but I do know they change characters every season. Not complete cast, like Zachary Quinto, I think, was in the first two seasons and then not in the third, but playing different characters. American Horror Story is very strange.
Caitlin and my mom both really love American Horror Story.
American Horror Story is didn't how they do their casting. I mean, I think the one season of a show being a contained story and contained characters is very strange, just in general. But True Detective is doing the same thing, so those characters and actors, they're gone. Season one's over, that story is finished. No more Woody Harrelson. Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn have been confirmed for characters in season two. Colin Farrell will play Ray Velcoro, a crooked detective, and Vince Vaughn will play Frank Semyon, a criminal trying to go straight. Now, rumors, actually, it's not really a rumor, it's Rachel McAdams will probably be the lead female, but there were scheduling conflicts with a film that she was doing, but now I guess the rumor is that there's a deal worked out allowing her to do both. That's the rumor, and still, she's still the first choice. Other people who were considered are Jessica Biel and Malin Ackerman. So, I mean, I guess if she can't do both, it might be Jessica Biel instead. I would prefer to be Rachel McAdams simply because she's Canadian.
Sure. I'll go for the Canadian vote.
Yeah. And it's... I don't know why there was rumor and talk a little while back of there being another. There's going to be a fourth character, because this season set in California and revolves around three police officers and a career criminal. The career criminal, obviously, Vince Vaughn, Colin Farrell, one of the police officers. The female lead will be another one, so we have one more police officer role in the air, and there was talk of it being Taylor Kitsch, and I don't know where that came from, but it is what everybody is expecting. So it might be Taylor Kitsch, Rachel McAdams, Vince Vaughn, and Colin Farrell for the second season of True Detective. I'll get around to watching that show eventually. I swear. I heard the first season was great.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I heard a single bad thing about the first season.
No.
You know, it's on my list. And my list is a long list.
My list is also a long list.
Alright.
Just doesn't get any shorter.
Yeah. No, it does not get any shorter. I keep adding more things than I can watch at once in my list. Wow, that's bold. What you just added in the notes. Very,
isn't it?
Very bold and large and distracting.
Yeah.
The last thing in TV. I don't think we get Hulu in Canada yet, do we?
No, but we can spoof it.
Yeah, you can spoof it. Hulu, I like this headline from TV.com. What do Stephen King, J.J. Abrams, time travel, and JFK have in common?
Drunk history?
What?
Drunk history?
Yeah.
It's a Hulu show. Well, it was a YouTube show, and I guess it's on Hulu now.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Never heard of it.
Well, you have to see it. It's basically just you get this person drunk and ask them about a historical topic. And then they're just, like, trashed and explaining in a trashed way. But then they get, like, actors like Jack Black and stuff to act out the historical scene that they're describing while they're drunk.
Sounds like a fantastic show.
They get different people each time. It's glorious. Watch it. It's on Hulu.
But
and the internet.
No, that is not the answer to this question. Although now I really want to see Stephen King and J.J. Abrams get super drunk and talk about JFK. Hulu is picking up for an original miniseries, Stephen King's 11-22-63 novel. Yeah, that's the title of the novel. I expect that is the date that JFK was assassinated. Because that's what the book's about. The book is about a high school English teacher who travels back in time to stop JFK's death. However, his mission is threatened by Lee Harvey Oswald falling in love, and the past itself, which doesn't want to change. And by the way, that's Lee Harvey Oswald, falling in love. Not Lee Harvey Oswald falling in love. just want to throw that out there. There is a comma. Falling in love is its own thing.
Grammar, guys.
Yeah.
Pound sign grammar.
Pound sign grammar. Number sign grammar. Sharp?
Number sign grammar.
Sharp grammar.
Sharp. Sharp grammar.
J. Abrams is supposed to be an executive producer. I wouldn't be surprised if he directed at least one episode. Also executive producing and writing teleplay is Bridget Carpenter, who worked on Parenthood. And Stephen King, obviously, is also producing, because I was going to say he does in all of his stuff, but that's not true. He does in all of the good stuff they do off of his work.
Right, yeah.
Because all of the bad stuff, like Pet Sematary and stuff, he had nothing to do with that. But that's a terrible movie.
Never seen it.
And I've never watched the full thing. It's got Lieutenant Yar in it. From Next Gen. The blonde one who was the original security chief before Worf. Died to a trash bag, you know. Data's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Yar. I can't remember the actress's name. Denise Crosby, I think, is the actress's name.
Well, if I know.
Well, I am a bit of a TV head, so I do know. I'm
freaking nerd.
98% certain that it is Denise Crosby. And I'm 100% certain that she was killed by an oily trash bag.
Star Trek.
The best special effects in all of television. Alright, I might watch that. I like time travel and history stuff and Stephen King stuff that Stephen King has the hand in, because that's always good.
Right.
Now I kind of want to play oh shit, what's those, there's like, oh, what are the games where you're basically Stephen King, because you're like a writer, you've gone all, I don't know if you've actually gone to Maine, if you've gone somewhere like Maine on like a vacation with your wife, and then your wife, and you've got like the flashlight, you fight the
Alan Wake things.
What?
Alan Wake,
yeah. Now I want to play Alan Wake, because I never finished that, the first one. I got both of them in a deal on a Steam sale like 2 years ago or something, and I never finished
it. Was the flashlight that tipped me off.
Yeah, I figured it would be. It's a very odd conceit.
Forgot the flashlight.
Your weapon is flashlight and like flares and stuff. Your weapon is light.
Light.
Yeah.
Not dark.
Yeah.
Oh god, not the dark.
It was pretty fun. Super creepy, but pretty fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sounds like it could be good. Hulu, man. What's up with that? Come to Canada legitimately, Hulu. Come on. Be legitimate.
Yeah.
Let us be legitimate.
Yeah, we would give you money if you gave us service.
If you allowed us to.
Probably.
That's a bad sentencing, but yeah. If you allowed us to, Hulu, we would give you money. It's a much better way to sentence that than we will give you money if you give us services. Because that just could be anything.
Yeah.
Alright.
But it is difficult to do anything in Canada.
It kind of is. We don't.
As the CRTC tries to boss Netflix around.
Yeah, exactly. Even the people, the companies that do come and deal with in the Canadian market, they get yelled at. So
yeah, Wynn takes crap for being a company in Canada.
Yeah,
Netflix takes crap. Everyone just takes crap if they're not like 100% Canadian.
Yeah, the Wynn thing was weird since it's just weird.
Yeah, it is Canadian, just
yeah.
Not like the owner, dude.
Yeah, I mean, the Wind itself is using the Canadian network. It's only in Canada. It's just owned by another American company.
If I were
Moore's,
a company,
by the way,
I would not start in Canada.
It'd be better to start in Canada, because the problem is coming to Canada.
I would not come to Canada.
Yeah.
I would just screw them. And that's why we don't have any nice things.
Yep, that is why we don't have any nice things. Government's man. What the hell? Anarchy!
Anarchy! Let's overthrow the government. Yay!
All right.
It's all the banks, man.
Let's just go to games. before we somehow get shut down or something.
By the banks, man.
By the banks and the government and shit. By CSIS. CSIS will come shut us down.
Oh, God. Okay. Vidjamma Games.
Vidjamma Games.
This is what I know. This is my jam.
It is your jam.
My jam. And my peanut butter, too.
I was going to say not your peanut butter.
I like peanut butter.
It's
I don't
bad
like jam.
When Andrew and I have the same joke. It's bad for me. I feel bad.
It is entirely my fault. I'm sorry.
Anyway, let's get in the longest bullets. Or the most bullets.
Starting with Destiny. So a player hit the real max level, which is 30. And how leveling works in Destiny is you level up, hit 20, and you grind the living crap out of gear, which then gives you extra levels as you get things of light put onto your awesome gear.
That's weird. I don't like it.
No. No. It's a thing.
I get that they're trying to do something different to make their game stand out, but I don't like it.
Well, so far, it's like you don't like it at first, and then it gets to grow on you. And it's really working for them, because now it's like the longer people have Destiny, the more they like it.
I mean,
it's like all these bad reviews that we've had from like the first week, there's like, and my second week with Destiny, it's like all like thumbs up and stuff.
Well, that's good, because that probably means it's better to go that way than go the other way.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, like, the more I have Destiny, the more I'm like, yeah, this game's awesome. It's fun, despite the whole friggin' loot crap.
Well,
friggin'
loot's shitty in every game,
but especially this one. And speaking of the loot sucking, they just released a patch that took out the loot cave. The infamous loot cave.
I don't know what that means.
Because gear and stuff is so hard to come by, people found this, like, kind of an exploit where there's this cave. And monsters would spawn in this cave, and you would just stand, like, 20 feet away, and, like, a group of however many people are around, and just fire into the cave for like ever, just standing there firing guns.
They shoot things
and firing guns.
Cast magic missile at the darkness.
Exactly, they cast all the magic missiles at the darkness, and then it drops sweet loot. So they took that out.
I wonder why.
Yeah, apparently exploits are bad and disrupts the game.
Okay.
I'm sad because I never got to go there.
Yeah, that's always the worst. When you hear about when they took something out or when they fixed something, you're like, oh, I could have used that.
I was going to do it, but then I just hadn't had the time. And I'm like, I could do it on the weekend. But...
No, you can't.
No, I can't. So... When you hear about an exploit, take advantage of that right away. Lesson learned. Also with the update is the Queen's Wrath. It's another mission. If you've played the single player campaign, you'll know that the Queen helped you out and you owe her a solid.
It sounds like a spaceship name. Just saying.
The Queen's Wrath?
Yeah,
the
Queen's Wrath.
That was a badass ship name.
It is a badass ship name. Come on.
Yeah, I agree. It is 100% the most badass ship name. It's another mission. The mission guarantees you a specific epic per whatever class you have. So it's either like a head or like a chest piece, depending. And then you can run it again and get another guaranteed chest piece, or not just epic piece, which then you can dismantle and use for upgrading other items.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I like having guaranteed loot instead of nothing.
And that's what they did in WoW, in Mists of Pandaria. Or was it in Cataclysm? One of those two. They changed most of the quests, or a lot of the new quests. They basically, you don't choose the gear that you, like, you're a warrior, you only wear plate or mail or something.
Yeah.
You don't have the option to choose cloth or leather anymore, because you're not going to choose cloth or leather. So they basically sort of made it specific to your class. You will get the leather armor because you're a rogue. And that's what
you wear. Blizzard, don't put me in a box. I'm a warrior. I can wear anything I want.
I started a warrior. I'm going to make him my mining and skinning money bag.
Because
that's what I did with my last, my only level 90. He's got all the gold. He's miner and skinner. And it's a great way to make money. It's just he's got like almost 7,000 gold just sitting there now. And my guy that I transferred over, my 85, he's got like 400 gold.
Wow.
Like, man, if they were on the same server and the same faction, I'd have so much money right now.
Right? But they're not.
They weren't. And now they're even less. And I miss my money.
It's okay. Pandaria is so easy to get money.
Yeah, no, it really is.
I mean, I've been playing for like 2 weeks, maybe? Yeah. No. Yeah?
I don't know. I don't know when you started playing.
A week or 2 weeks. I don't know. One of those options. And like, I've made over 6,000 gold in that time period.
You're 92.
Yeah, well, so I use the boost.
Yeah, you would. I don't.
So I didn't. I couldn't get the dailies right away because I didn't do any of the quests in Pandaria.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do the quest first, and then I could do the dailies. I only started doing dailies like 5 days ago. Yeah,
but I mean, as a 90, you breeze through those early quests.
Yeah.
Because
it's still time consuming because you got all that RP and blah.
But you do breeze, like, effort wise, you breeze. Like, I did. I did actually, there were 85 quests, the ones leading up to the Firelands for Cataclysm, just because I had them when I jumped back onto my druid. I just did them. I was like, whatever, I have them, I'll do them for now. And I ran across this, like, the silver elite, the rare monster in Hyjal, just like level 81, and I'm level 85, and I go, I'll probably kill it. Sure, why not? I killed it in like 5 attacks. Like, it was super fast, and he barely did any. I didn't even need to cast a healing spell on myself. Just standing there in troll form, not even in an animal form. I was just like, Moonfire, Wrath, 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 Moonfire. Oh, you're dead.
I will say that the biggest advantage to doing those quests and stuff is having the flyer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I would not have finished those quests if I didn't have my flyer.
That's actually the reason they made you wait till 90 in Mists of Pandaria to be able to get your, what the hell is the training called? Whatever that training is called. Valley Four Winds Flying or some stupid
thing. Yeah, whatever it's called.
Because in Cataclysm, that's exactly what everybody did. Land at the quest point, fly away. Land at the quest point, fly away. So they wanted people to kind of have to run and see the world.
Yeah, well, that's what they usually do.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they've done in every other expansion except for Cataclysm. Is you could not fly. You could not get the flying until you were the level cap. You think even in, maybe not the level cap in Wrath, but certainly a couple levels in. Or that maybe it was super expensive. Because I remember flying slowly across Ice Crown Citadel before I was questing in Ice Crown Citadel. Because my friend was doing like the Ring of Blood equivalent there and invited me. And I was like, alright, but I only have slow flying, so this is going to take me like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because Ice Crown Citadel is large.
So this is a good segue into the one point. Warlord is a drainer. Wow.
Warlord's a drainer.
Warlord's Drainer. Yeah.
Anyway.
You can ride them up and go damn there, orcs. No, Warlords of Draenor is still up for pre-order, and it's coming out pretty soon. They got a whole bunch of promo crap, like the Warlords videos, where they're...
Lord of War? Lords of War?
Yeah, where they're showing the Warlords.
They're showing badass orcs.
Yeah, badass orcs and their badass backstories. And they are 100% worth watching if you care at all about WoW.
If you or don't, Warcraft. Probably.
Yeah. It's awesome. Also, like we were talking about, we got into WoW.
Again.
We're on Area 52 as Horde, so if you're there, come say hi. Maybe we'll swing you a guild invite.
Do we have a guild?
We got a couple guilds. We got one alt guild named the Rapscallions. After the first guild that we had, which was run by the Control Delete guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he went crazy and then stuff and blah blah blah. It's got a history and we're just continuing it.
Wow.
And then we got another guild, Internet Warriors, and that's our main guild. I'll hook you up with invites when we're on at the same time.
Yeah. This guy, this Tekken Seth, hasn't been in the guild for a while. The one from Dark Iron hasn't been in the guild for a while. The other Tekken Seths have been in guilds. Robot House, way back. Winds of Winter. Although Winds of Winter had, it wasn't Troll, because Winds of Winter was my alliance. That was when I was playing with my friends who all played Alliance, and I was like, fine, I'll be the dogs. I'll be the werewolves. Because the rest of these races are terrible, except for dwarves. I think I had a dwarf character. But I don't want to do anything else with the Alliance. Humans are too boring. Night Elves caused all the problems in that world, and gnomes are gnomes.
Yeah. Everything's Night Elves' fault.
It really is. Like, everything in that world goes back to the Night Elves fucked it up.
Yeah.
Everything. Except for maybe Deathwing. That's his own shit. But besides that, everything else goes back to the Night Elves.
Well, everything that led up to what made Deathwing a thing is the Night Elves' fault.
This is true. A lot of
because everything else is what caused Deathwing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, still the Night Elves.
Yeah, no, the Night Elves are the worst. Although, I still have one, maybe two Night Elf characters in existence. One, because it was my first character. I haven't played him in 5 years or more, but he still exists. I can't bring myself to delete him. And two, I have my Night Elf like warrior on Moonguard, maybe? He's the one on like the RP server. I named him after a character from a book, and I was like, why not? I'll just keep him around.
That's funny. Yeah. I got some characters on an RP server. It's Alliance 2. Andy and I would always go on that server when
everything else
our server was down for maintenance. The RP servers were always the first ones up.
It's probably because there's only like 3 of them.
Yeah, so whenever they would come up before ours, we would just hop on and we would all do the RP walk and like just troll. There was one time when we were just dancing on top of Stormwind Wall. It was great. People got mad at us.
Well, I do have a Horde character on a different RP server, but not for... nobody really does RP on that server. I don't remember what it's called now. It's the one with AIE on it. And that's why I have the Horde character there, because I used to be a member of... A member in good standing of AIE. Like, 3 times over, actually. There's AIE in WoW. And I was in AIE in Rift for, like, the month that I played Rift. Before I just started playing WoW again, because that's what Rift made me want to do. And then I was in AIE in SWTOR. They were my Empire guild.
Yeah.
I was in all the EAEs and now I'm in none of them. Mostly because I haven't played in, I haven't played the games in years.
Speaking of multiplayer games, Don't Starve is rolling out their beta for multiplayer.
Oh, that's like the,
the, like, survival Tim Burton drawn game.
Tim Burton.
I mean, it's not actually Tim Burton drawn.
No,
just...
but it absolutely looks like the Tim Burton claymation style.
It's a style. And having multiplayer in that is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
I don't think I own that game.
It's great. And it'll be even better with multiplayer.
I still have to play the Just Cause 2 multiplayer mod. Never have.
I also have not. But many other people have, and it's great, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Including other things with betas that are multiplayer and also great. Sure. Trine 1 and 2 get a level designer that's in beta. And Trine 1 and 2 is like the best co-op awesome side-scroller game ever.
I've played some of Trine 2. I never played the original one.
Yeah, I haven't played the original one either, but Trine 2 I'm going through with Justin and Erica.
With Jessica.
With Jessica. The aforementioned Jessica. And we're pretty far into it, and it's just great. There's shenanigans and puzzles.
No, it's fun.
Work.
It's fun, and that each class, each character, I suppose, has their own individual thing that is going to eventually be necessary.
Yeah, each of them are very unique and necessary. Especially the mage, but then the mage can't do anything in combat.
Can't do anything in combat, but for the platforming and puzzly bits, he's the best. That box, that conjuring a box is super useful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be awesome to play more user-created content.
Community made levels.
It's basically what Little Big Planet is entirely about.
Not basically, that is what Little Big Planet is entirely about.
And then if you throw Trine on top of it, you got some good stuff there.
That's a good mix.
Yeah. I'd buy that for a dollar. Speaking of buying that for a dollar, Oculus has a new kit in beta.
As you mentioned at the top of the show.
It's not a dev kit. Yeah, I mentioned this at the top of the show. It's not a dev kit. It's a pre-dev kit. And what it is they added sound? Speakers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Basically a headset that's attached to the device. As well as motion trackers on the back of your head to get more accurate, like, depth and 360.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's not much more than that.
Yeah, but the more points of motion they have on you, the more exact they can be. There is a point of ridiculousness and diminishing returns.
Yeah. They also said that they're pretty close to an actual release.
Mass market version?
Yeah. A product. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, technically they have a product. It's just not mass market.
Right.
Because they're out there. They were at Fan Expo and you just couldn't buy them. They were just like two or three of them for people to try.
Yeah, they're all just dev kits. Mm-hmm. Let people get caught off what the project their product is going to be. But not the product. So the product is almost ready. And I'm excited. Because I need one.
Years and years. Didn't this start as like a Kickstarter like 5 years ago?
Yeah. That got then bought by Facebook and then has $1 billion behind it, which is good because it probably expedites the whole, we get a product.
100% having the Facebook money expedited it.
But yeah, something about having billions of dollars at your disposal.
Years. Guaranteed. That put up its release by years.
Yeah. And everyone's making a big deal, like, oh no, it's over. No, this is probably the only reason it works.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was always the legitimate worry that when something buys something else, that, like, oh no, what if they fuck it up?
Yeah.
Because that has happened historically, but at the same time, just as many times as somebody has bought something and they're like, listen, we're not, like, this is it. They're doing their thing. We just own them so we can get our share of the profits.
Yeah.
We're going to let them do their own thing because they're doing it right, and that's why we bought them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I remember when Disney bought Marvel, and I was like, I hope they just, like, we just want the profits, man. We're going to let them do their thing still. We just want the profits. And that's exactly what they did.
I wasn't really worried when they bought Star Wars, because it could not have got worse than that, where they were going.
No, and
plus, the highlight of Star Wars was Angry Birds.
And, plus, they'd already had Marvel for a few years at that point, so you'd already seen them.
Yeah, we've already seen what they can do to IPs.
Yeah, exactly. So we had a pretty good idea that they won't fuck that one up.
And it only went up from Angry Birds. That was a dark time.
There was war throughout the galaxy, or across the galaxy. It was a dark time. War. Yeah, that's like the original Scroll. The New Hope.
War. War never changes.
Thank you, Fallout.
What's that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Hellboy, dude.
Ron Perlman.
That's it. That guy.
I don't remember what else I saw him in recently. Something more recent than Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim is something I can remember right now.
I'm not a fair bit of stuff. The motorcycle gang.
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy, but I've never watched Sons of Anarchy.
I want to, because there's other people in it.
Charlie Hunnam, who was the main guy from Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Yeah.
I don't know who else was in that show. What's her name? Katie Sagal, I believe, is also in. Is it Katie? Yeah. That's the right first name, right? Married with Children, Leela. I think it's Katie Sagal, but now I'm dating Katie Sagal. Yeah, no, it is. Yep.
Couldn't tell you.
It is. It's Katie Sagal. She's in that one. She's in Sons of Anarchy. She's the voice of Leela on Futurama, and she was Peggy Bundy on Married with Children. Come on. TV. It's in my brain.
It really is. That's kind of frightening. speaking of frightening, the LOL North American Collegiate Championship was announced.
How that was frightening.
It's frightening because it's a thing. And it's bigger than ever. The NACC is what it's called. And it's in more states. They're going to do different divisions. So it's a lot like the football and stuff.
The NCAA?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. It's a lot like the NCAA, except it's LOL.
Something, something Athletics Association or something. NCAA is... What the hell is it? I don't remember. I used to know. I used to know back when I used to play the NCAA video games. And Madden.
But there are 540 teams for more than 300 schools in the U.S. and Canada. And... Each member of the first place team will get a $30,000 scholarship. The second place will get a $15,000 scholarship, and the third and fourth team will each get $7,500. So you can play LOL, get good at it, and then get a scholarship, just like sports.
Well, it is a sport now, technically.
Yeah.
Esports are huge right now. By the way, it's National Collegiate Athletics Association. I remembered.
Yeah.
You know, it's the National College Sports Association.
Yeah, I should have known that because I'm staring at the word collegiate right now.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, I know what it, it's almost the same fucking name as this.
The NACC, NCAA,
yeah.
It's pretty close.
It's basically because they're based on the same concept, just one is only American, NCAA is only American, so it's just national collegiate.
What? One is just pure nerd.
And this one's pure nerd.
It'd be funny, all these people that actually get the scholarships are going to be like, oh, I failed anyway because I was playing LOL.
Yeah. Too busy getting good. Probably. Let's move on to happier news, I guess. Steam.
Oh, yeah, all the Steam news. So, if you've been on Steam recently, which odds are you have, because they just announced that they hit 100 million users, which is pretty cool because just in January they announced that they had 75 million. So that's a pretty good increase in user base.
Yeah, here's my question though. Is that active users or accounts?
That's accounts. I mean, I don't know if they really have an active users thing, but the accounts is what matters.
It's probably a lot harder for Steam to know active from inactive, really.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of free games and stuff you can get, so I imagine that even if they don't buy things, there's a whole bunch of free, and I imagine that they're probably highly tempted to buy things, given the fact that the whole point of Steam is, oh my god, sales everywhere.
Yeah, Steam, it's the Costco of the internet.
It's the best.
It's also true.
It really is. Yeah, it is 100% true. It is the Costco of the internet.
It's the Costco of video games.
Yeah, so they just got a huge facelift, which added curator groups.
It added blue.
Yeah, it added blue. It's no longer just like darkness. It's not like darkness with blue.
I didn't expect it. I loaded up one time, and I was like, whoa, what is so bright?
And yeah, right away you'll see the Discover queue, which gives you some recommendations every day that you can choose to follow, ignore, or add to your wish list and whatnot, as well as things that are on sale. And it's just
they took the thing that they had there anyway, that was just like new deals or new pre-orders or new releases, and they just half made it things that are recommended for you.
Yeah, so they've got more ways to shove deals in your face, which probably is the best thing that they could do.
It's the best thing for them, for sure.
Because I mean, I logged on just when it changed, and I'm like, oh my god, I need these.
Really? I logged on and was like, oh no, there's suggestions. Okay, I'm not a huge fan of getting things suggested at me, because very rarely do I agree.
I am if they're accurate. I mean, I don't always agree, but a lot of the times they'll give me something that I have never heard of otherwise.
I mean, I usually it's the same thing with like Amazon. It'll suggest something based on other things I bought, and I'm like, I do like the things that I bought, but I don't like this thing that you suggested, like at all.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
It happens to me all the time. Like, everything that suggests things at me, I'm always like, you're not really.
Well, if you don't want things that are suggested at you, you can go looking at curator groups, which are basically groups that people make, and they do reviews and comments about games that they've played and own. and you know, they can invite people to the group to also add their opinions and continue the curation of the video games. You can follow these groups and see what they have to say, like famous Let's Players and whatnot.
Curate is a weird word to use.
It really is. I wouldn't have used it for what this thing is, but yeah. It's a thing. Also, Steam Music is a thing.
Yes, apparently it is.
It's been in beta for like ever. And basically it's just like a controller for music. It also is like a directory you can download songs directly from Steam, so you can get your soundtracks and put them all in one spot and download them through Steam.
Instead of sometimes getting them when you buy the bundle of the game and the soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly. Right now they have all of the Valve games soundtracks up for free, and they're offering 75% off the game itself. Which is cool, because they're all solid soundtracks, like Half-Life and Portal soundtracks are really solid.
Yeah, I saw that the Half-Life bundle was on sale, and I was like, I considered getting it, because I think it was fairly cheap, and I was like, I don't think I'll ever play them, but they would make me playing Gary's Mod work better.
Yeah, then you'll have all the assets.
Yeah, exactly, I have all the assets, and I won't error out half of the maps.
Yeah. But they're really, really good games, really worth playing.
Yeah, I still haven't played Portal, and I've had that for over a year. I haven't played Portal.
That's also a really good game.
Yeah, I've had them forever, and I just haven't played them. They're a long list of games I haven't played.
Me too.
It's Steam. I have a
long
list.
Steam, yeah. This was Steam is my long list of games. I found out how to make actual categories in Steam, so I sorted out into games that I've beaten. Games that I cannot beat.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have one category, and that is games with local multiplayer capability. And then the rest are just games.
Yeah, I split them up into like beatability, like never ending. Nope, nope, nope.
is FCL in nope, nope, nope?
No, I'm determined. Games in nope, nope, nope are like Outlast and oh god, that other game,
that
Amnesia.
Which one? The first one? There's two.
Both of them.
Oh. Why did you get the second one?
Because I feel like I'm gonna beat it someday, maybe. It's entertaining to play, but it's just scary,
so,
and I can't
nope,
deal.
Nope is scary games.
Oh yeah, and Slender the Arrival, which is a whole bunch of nope.
Figured Slender would be in there.
I played Slender the Arrival, and I did the first part, which is Slenderman, and I had no problem. I got to the second part, and oh, I couldn't deal.
What's the second part?
It's like there's like this woman or girl, and like skitters around this mountain base. Oh my god, it's so scary, because like she skitters.
It's the skittering, yeah. Skittering is terrible.
She skitters fast, and then she catches you dead. And she'll like go into hiding. Like if you stop and you hide, you turn off your flashlight and you crouch in there like a room. You're like, oh god, don't see me, don't see me. And then if she turns the corner, it's oh man.
You sound you're getting scared just talking about it.
Yeah, it's scary.
You should add, I don't actually know how much it is. You should add that, what the hell is it called? Like Five Nights at Freddy's or something? You should get that and add that to that list. Apparently that's pretty creepy too. Even though, I think from what I understand of the game, you literally spend the whole game sitting at a table checking cameras and watching doors.
That's scary.
Yeah. So the creepy, for the creepy, not puppets. I don't know what they are. Before they get you.
Animatronic
thingies.
Mannequins.
That's the word. Thank you. Animatronic mannequins. Before they eat you. They stuff you in a suit. They kill you and stuff you in a suit. Basically.
If I had a PlayStation 4, I would so get the that PT demo. It's the Silent Hill new demo. And if just look at a Let's Play of it, it would be so brutal to play.
I want to know, do we get to see Galt blowing up?
Oh.
Like in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that was Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, yes it was. That's why I made the joke.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember. I'm like, Silent Hill or the other one that's like, yeah, I don't know.
No, although I think part of the first Resident Evil movie was filmed in Canada, too.
It was Toronto, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I've just never seen it.
I've seen the first Resident Evil movie.
I've seen none of them.
And not any subsequent one.
I don't know how many times we're going to talk about this Resident Evil movie on the podcast, but I feel like I should watch it.
It's only like the second or third time, man.
It's got to be at least the fourth or fifth.
I don't think so. I think we talked about it, then got an email in about it, and then this makes three.
But it keeps coming up. It had to have been more than that.
No, it's okay. The first movie's fine. You know, it's got Multipass. What's that actress's name?
Multipass. The Fifth Element chick. That's her name.
I know. What is her name?
Lulu?
Shut up. I hate you. It's got Michelle Rodriguez in it as well. And honestly, I can't remember who else is in it besides those two. Michelle Rodriguez and Lulu Multipass. Come on, IMDb, load. God damn it. Now my internet's going to be slow. And I'm not going to be able to look it up. But yeah, it was pretty good. And the other ones, they look okay. The subsequent two. Still, not as good as Boondock Saints filming in Toronto for, like, that one scene.
Yeah. With the clear, like, Canadian whiskey bottle.
Them crossing the street and then going into, like, the cafe or something.
Yeah, I'm like, I can recognize that part of Toronto.
Exactly. It was so obviously Toronto. We're like, what? I think I know where that that street is. I think I've walked there.
Yeah, I've definitely walked there. I'm not really much of a Toronto person.
It's funny. It's like when I was watching the first episode of Bitten, and they do their establishing shot. Like, the very first scene is looking up past like a TTC sign, like where there would be a subway entrance, up at like a skyscraper. And I was like, I know exactly where that is. That's almost in front of the door of a building I worked in. Like, literally know exactly where that is. It's very strange. Yeah.
And then there's that whole Hespler bit.
Yeah, the Hespler thing, like the Hespler thing is even weirder because it's not Cambridge. Whereas Toronto, it is Toronto. Like, the Toronto parts are set in Toronto, but the Cambridge parts are set in, like, what state is it? I don't.
Maine.
Is it Maine? I wanted to say Maine, but
it's always Maine.
It's not Stephen King, so I wasn't sure if it was Maine or not. I don't remember.
Say Maine.
I don't think it's Maine. I'm just
the rain in Maine.
The rain in Maine falls
mainly on the Spain.
mainly on the. I can't think of what else rhymes right now.
I don't know.
It doesn't say in the IMDb plot summary for the series what fucking state it's in. Come on, IMDb. Why are you not working for me here?
Mississippi, Kentucky.
Upstate New York.
New York.
Which actually makes more sense to Toronto than Maine, because Toronto's a lot closer to New York than it is to Maine.
But Maine's a trope.
It's a Stephen King trope. It's not like a trope for anybody else. It's literally Stephen King's trope.
It's transferable.
Nobody else does that.
But they could.
They could, but Stephen King... Stephen King does it for so many things already because he's so fucking prolific in his writing that nobody else has a chance to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Dead Zone and Haven and Pet Sematary and shit, I can't remember anything else right now. There's a ton though. They're all in Maine. By the way, Lilu Multipass, that's Mila Jovovich. That is her goddamn name.
That's what I was
thinking. Mila Jovovich.
Multipass.
Desi, honestly, the only person I, besides Michelle Rodriguez, is like the only name I recognize on this cast list is those two.
What about Rillis?
No, I'm looking at Resident Evil.
Resident Evil,
Mila Jovovich, and Michelle Rodriguez are like the only two names that I recognize on this.
Yeah,
even having seen this movie, I don't recognize any other of the actor names. Not one of them.
Not the one of them.
Weird. So, right, back to our news. I guess we're done with games now. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I'm out of things to say.
I
think.
No idea how we got there. From games, from Steam. Weird. Anyway.
Silent Hill.
Well, let's go to comics and books. Got a couple of things in here. A couple of quick things. This first one is maybe the most awesome news that I've heard in a long time. Because Dynamite Entertainment, who... It's flagship, it's top seller. The thing that everybody knows that Dynamite does is the Army of Darkness comic. They're going to be starting in... I don't know if they have the... Which... Yeah, in December. There's the month. In December, they're going to be starting... Army of Darkness with a brand new number one. You know where it's set, Andrew?
Space!
Yes.
No one place not corrupted by capitalism.
Cullen Bunn, who was a very famous freelance writer who worked on Deadpool and Magneto for a long time and was very popular under his run, is writing, he has written Army of Darkness for a while now, and he's starting this one, where Ash, the hero of Army of Darkness, Bruce Campbell, will be sent to space. He's going to be continuing to fight the Deadites, only this time out in space. In the press release, Ash must confront the Deadites in a place where no one can hear his scream, or his chainsaw, or his boomstick.
That's amazing.
And what do the forces of evil, of the evil dead, want with the International Space Station? That is an interesting question. What do dead things want with the ISS? But, I love Army of Darkness, both the movie and the Dynamite comics that I've seen. And sending things that have no right to be in space into space are always, it's always amusing.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that, to this. Plus one of the covers is I assume it must be a playoff of E.T. It's like a red moon, a big ass red moon, like red sky, like blood red, and then a flying car with Ash in it holding a shotgun.
That's close.
The rest of them are fairly normal covers. No variant covers, except a couple of the covers have like other Dynamite characters, but the Dynamite characters on the variant covers are not actually in the comic. But they all have, they both have like this character not actually in the comic, but in a funny way. I like variant covers too, because they're always interesting to see.
Because they're different.
Because they're very.
They're very.
That's coming out in December from Dynamite Entertainment. Army of Darkness. In space.
Space.
Alright, so what is this webcomic that you found?
It's a webcomic that I just stumbled upon. I have no idea how old it is, but it's amazing. It's called Chief O'Brien at Work. And it's just an entire webcomic series of Chief O'Brien from Star Trek standing in the teleporter room. And people not using him to teleport. It's amazing.
Weird.
It's amazing. There's a link in the show notes. Please read it. Or at least look at, like, the first few. Ah, it's so funny.
Yeah, it is. It's simple to draw, because it's literally just the same picture in as many panels as there are in each comic, but it's actually really quite funny.
He's got, like, different emotions.
But barely. Barely different emotions.
Well, yeah, he's got smile and general, like, sad.
General, life sucks, I'm always sad. Oh, somebody's talking to me? Oh, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone. Someone needs to teleport? No.
It's pretty great, yeah. Beam up the away party. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We took the shuttle. So, fun stuff. Yeah,
even Wesley doesn't like him.
Wesley walks away. Yeah. So yes, there will be a link in the show notes, and it's great. It's certainly worth the read, and they're all quick reads.
Yeah.
So that is all we have this week, and I'm again trying to connect to the notes. Or maybe I've been trying to connect to the notes the whole time. I don't really know.
But I don't either.
So I can read them.
That's all that matters.
So that's all that matters. Oh, that was probably really loud, and I apologize to everybody.
That wasn't loud.
It seemed loud to me, but I'm not used to hearing myself in my own microphone, even though I've been doing it for like a month now. That's all we have for this week, so thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter at I'm at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
Oh, I'm at
You are at DUP3.
I'm confused.
And you can find the show at Gweekly News. GWEEKLYNEWS. That's been that kind of a night, Andrew. You can't spell your own last name in Leet.
No. My phone's not connecting to anything, and my laptop's dropping connection. Man,
you're like, it just, that's okay. It just reminded me of Drunks and Dragons name drop, because I've caught up with them now, and for the last, like, three, Bachman's either just been, like, not paying attention, or he's just making some weird random goof on his Twitter name before he actually does it. Also, I think we need to... We need Anika Howard, because her readouts on that show are fantastic.
We do. Let's just kidnap
those,
Nika.
Those outro reads are just great.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our outro. You can find our website at gweeklynews.com. On the website, you can find the show notes. You can listen to the episodes live. They're not live, stream them from the site, I should say. There's the subscribe via RSS link, and there is the link to the iTunes. If you do use iTunes and you use, you know, use the podcast part of iTunes, we would really love a rating and review. That would be
5 stars, please.
Best. best possible news would be a really good review.
If there's buzz.
I think we've got just Andrew's review so far. His completely not biased review or something. I don't remember what you said.
I'm the completely biased, unbiased. I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that. You made a kind of funny joke. Also,
I like how you said you almost were going to give me a compliment and just kind of redacted it before you finished.
It wasn't really funny. It was like a kind of funny. So it was kind of funny.
Thanks.
Also on the site, there are a couple of blog posts and Andrew's Cosplay Corners, which I assume are still happening.
Yeah, reviews are also starting to pick up. I've got the Destiny one ready to launch,
mm-hmm.
and I've got one that I'm working on for a book that I read.
Is it Name of the Wind?
No.
I'm surprised.
It's The Blade Itself.
Never heard of it.
It's pretty good. I like it.
And my axe.
And my axe.
I finally came across that
poorly Reddit, timed Gimli?
That, yeah. Just on some Reddit comments, I actually just, and my axe is like, that doesn't, this must be, yeah, it is.
The poorly timed Gimli.
And then I clicked and I looked at all the comments, and that's all it is. It's just a list of different posts.
And my axe.
And my axe.
Yeah. It's the best. Oh my god, it's the best.
What were you were gonna do that on Saturday, right? What were you gonna hit with your axe? The crown, the super evil crown.
The jewels.
Oh, the
or
the,
diamonds, the, gems.
The gems, the evil amplifying
power amplifier,
the evil amplifying orb things. And then the DM was like, or some no, maybe somebody else made the joke that. It was probably Vicky made the joke that just like Gimli in Lord of the Rings, and you're like, yeah, and then. Baker is like, you know what happened to his axe, right? And you immediately change your mind.
It probably wasn't magical, so.
And then accidentally sold me out to the Emperor.
Didn't happen.
And you and the Dragonborn, both of you who went to see the Emperor, are going to get a punch in the face when they see you.
Didn't happen.
First, this thing. If, as long as my character knows that the Emperor is a mind flayer, you're both getting punched in the face. Because I blame both of you. But especially you, because you're a dwarf, and I hold you to a higher standard. Anyway, if you want to email us, you can do that. Our email is feedback@geeklynews.com. If you want to agree with us, if you want to disagree with us, if you want to tell us to stop going on random ass tangents, if you want to tell us to go on more random ass tangents, and anything else that you want to say to us, you can absolutely send us an email at that address, and Andrew will check it every week, right?
I changed how the emails are routing, so it has no choice but to go to our email, so 100% not missing them.
Until you do.
Yeah, because you'll get them as well.
Until it doesn't work.
It'll work forever.
Sure. Sure it will. So you said the last two times.
I mean it this time.
And lastly, you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/weeklynews. That's it. That's all. That's all she wrote. That's all, folks. I can't remember another that's all thing. That's another famous that's all outro.
That's all she wrote?
Yeah. I said that's all she wrote. I think that's all there. I think that's the only two there are ever in the world. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Till next time, this is a sign off.
You're the worst.